brought to you by Penguin.
White Fox by Owen Matthews. Read by Mark Bramhall.
For Ksenia, Nikita, and Theodore. Prologue, June to September, 1963. Chapter 1. Vokutlag 51, Strict Regime Penal Colony, Komi Autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic, USSR, June 1963. In the pale twilight of an Arctic summer night, three men ran for their lives through an endless sea of knee-high shrubs and scrub grass. Far behind them, a huddle of prison buildings encircled in barbed wire stood like a lighted island in the surrounding gloom. A signal rocket soared into the sky and descended slowly, casting hard black shadows in the half-light. High in a watchtower, the penal colony's commander focused his binoculars on the fleeing figures, ignoring the mosquitoes which swarmed in clouds around him. By his side, his second-in-command shaded his eyes against the flare light and squinted at the retreating figures.
Troika! Classic!
The burly officer's voice was hoarse as rusty nails in a bucket.
Two old rags and a young kid. The cow.
The commandant lowered his field glasses and eyed his deputy with distaste.
The cow, Major Chemizov?
If they don't find food within a couple of days, they smash the kid's head in and eat him. The cow.
And where would they find food out there in the tundra?
Chemizov shrugged.
Might find some native herders, cut their throats, steal their food. Happened a couple of years back.
Did they make it to freedom?
Freedom? The dead herders' relatives hunted them down, stripped them naked, and left them hog-tied in the tundra. Mosquitoes and crows ate them alive.
Chemizov peered once more at the men's retreating figures as they shimmered and slurred into the twilight.
Range 600-700 meters. Comrade Colonel, we'll lose them in the undergrowth in a minute.
Wearily, the commander turned to a young soldier who had been keeping his sniper rifle beaded on the fleeing men as his superiors spoke.
Very well, said Colonel Alexander Vasin. Fire at will.
Chapter 2. Leningrad, USSR, September 1963. A pool of lamplight illuminated a cluttered dressing table covered in scribbled notes. Andrei Fyodorov crushed out a cigarette on the upturned lid of a face powder tin and lit another. Inhaling deeply, he leaned forward and examined his own reflection in the glass of the grimy window pane.
Christ, he thought. You look like shit, even for a dead man.
Behind him, a key fumbled in the door lock. Startled, Fyodorov hurriedly scooped his papers into a pile and turned them over, spilling ash and sending cosmetics rolling across the floor.
Who is it? Andrei, is that you?
Fyodorov picked up his chair, crossed the room, and wedged it under the door handle before opening the door a crack. A tall woman, gray-eyed and slim, stood alone in the brightly lit corridor. Ksenia. Kicking the chair aside, Fyodorov opened the door and pulled the woman inside before relocking it. Ksenia reached for the light switch, but he seized her wrist. Her gaze traveled across Fyodorov's haggard face for a long moment before she pulled her hand free and embraced him.
My God, Andrei, what are you doing here? How?
Fyodorov silenced her with a lingering kiss before pushing her gently away.
Were you followed?
She shook her head, but kept her eyes fixed on his.
What happened? You're meant to be in America.
I can't tell you.
You said you'd be away for months.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?